It's easy to get caught up in life's little messes and difficulties, especially as we age. Stopping occasionally to laugh at ourselves and everything else can help. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two new books, a novel and a collection of stories and poems that may help remind you not to take everything so seriously all the time. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. New from the hilarious Paul Rudnick is a novel titled What Is Wrong With You?, in which a very 21st century wedding brings together a thoroughly modern cast of characters and a nice old-school gay book editor. Whatever crazy modern trend has got you down, political correctness, health and wellness, device madness, you name it, Rudnick skewers it in his latest comedy of manners. At its center is a lovely man named Rob, who has recently lost his longtime partner to ALS. His best remaining friend is a personal trainer slash action movie actor named Sean, whose flight attendant ex-wife Linda is about to marry a master of the universe named Trone Meston, whose devices have completely taken over life as we effing know it, which also happens to be the title of a debut novel Rob has just gotten fired over, thanks to a young sensitivity associate named Isabel McNally. There are a slew of hilarious characters and connections, and the whole gang, it turns out, is headed to Maine for Trone and Linda's wedding, which will also be the product reveal of the most revolutionary device Trone has ever introduced. Along the way, Rudnick's humor and creativity light up every scene. Packed with fun in every sentence, this book is the cure for your bad mood. In Making the Best of What's Left, the great humorist, poet, and observer of life passages, Judith Viorst, turns her attention to what she calls life's final fifth. Listeners in my age group, les boomers de bébé, may recall growing up with their parents' copies of It's Hard to Be Hip Over 30 and People and Other Aggravations, early collections of Viorst's light poetry. Along with 14 books for adults, Viorst is the author of dozens of children's books, among them Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. The new book completes the adult series and opens with the poem she meant to give her husband Milton for Valentine's Day 2023, but he died a matter of weeks before. This leads her into a discussion of dating and romance at her RC, retirement community, and a poem called Grow Old Along With Me and My Home Health Aid, and then a last poem for Milton, Stop Being Dead. Between the poems, there are mordant observations and anecdotes involving friends and associates from the RC, including their views on the possibility of an afterlife. Viorst herself thinks such beliefs are what the shrinks call terror management. She wasn't here before, and she won't be here after. Readers of any age will find plenty to relate to here. You don't have to be much past 60 to notice that as one grows older, it seems much easier to get one's feelings hurt or feel passed over or left out. The idea of marginalization is nothing new, but leave it to Viorst to phrase it so directly it makes you burst into tears. We should all be in such fine form in our 10th decade. She is as charming and smart as ever.
The books are What Is Wrong With You? By Paul Rudnick and Making the Best of What's Left by Judith Viorst. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.